Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Yes, we are colder this morning than we were yesterday at any time, and we're going to bounce back the next couple of days, but parts of the country are going to plunge into an Arctic weather pattern similar to the one in December, and we're first on the list.
It looks like a bit of a repeat performance with the focus of this next Arctic outbreak expected to arrive in the north central United States, parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Just about the time the calendar turns to February, and that cold outbreak could intensify in the early days of February.
This weekend could signal the start of such an outbreak, with a combination of the departing active storm system heading into the Atlantic Ocean and two very cold Canadian clippers bringing progressively colder air.
So by the time we get into and through the weekend, we'll see widespread sub-zero temperatures returning across much of the northern plains and upper Midwest. And by late in the weekend, we could easily see temperatures plunging below minus 20 in parts of the north central United States, likely an area focused across the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota.
Seems like we always get cold this time of the year, but Rippy, what's the potential of a developing Arctic outbreak in the eastern U.S., well, the eastern two-thirds of the nation?
Will it get worse next week? Probably. We'll probably see somewhat colder temperatures moving in, even compared to what we'll see this weekend. And that outbreak inevitably will expand eventually to cover much of the central and eastern United States, similar to what we saw in December. At this early stage, it does not appear it'll be quite as severe as the December cold outbreak, but it is potentially a force to be reckoned with in terms of livestock stress, potential injury to winter grains and cover crops. And then as we get deeper into the event, there is the potential for some wintry weather accompanying that cold weather that could complicate the entire situation. So certainly keep your calendar marked for early February. Interesting weather, very cold weather returning to much of the central and eastern United States.
So get the machinery ready, get the cows ready. You get ready for an Arctic outbreak coming. Be here by Saturday morning, and it starts with some weather tomorrow night. Yesterday, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced notice of intent to sue the Department of the Interior and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to overturn the endangered species listing of the lesser prairie chicken. Associate Director of Government Affairs, Sigrid Johannes.
They don't live in cropland. You know, they don't live in those very uniform grasslands. They gravitate to the areas where cattle producers are actively working to, you know, to cultivate a profile of vegetation that's beneficial not just to livestock, but to the lesser prairie chicken and a great many other wildlife species. So first and foremost, catching cattle producers up under these overly broad restrictions under the ESA are not appropriate given the work that they're doing to support the habitat that the species needs to thrive. Second of all, we have particular concerns about how this particular listing was written, and we're worried about the dangerous precedent that this listing could set for other bird species like the sage grouse. Some of those specific concerns are the fact that we think this line between the northern distinct population segment and the southern distinct population segment is pretty arbitrary. There's not a whole lot of genomic or geospatial evidence to support the division of those two groups of birds. And second of all, the 4D rule that's been written for that northern DPS is hugely overreaching and really poses a lot of concerns for us about the power that Fish and Wildlife is giving away to third parties to oversee the way that private landowners graze on their ranches in those states. So this is a pressing issue for Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Colorado. But NCBA really is taking no chances with this, and it's taking this to court because not only do we see the immediate harm to producers in those states, we're worried about what this might mean for more states down the line with other bird species.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Associate Director of Government Affairs, Sigrid Johannes. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back.